Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Herdon phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's Karen?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, guess what?
What?
You're going to get your wish.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to do a repeat.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Good morning. Ah, there she is.
Hi. Barely in time. I was trying to get Doug's picture that I have to do onto the screen that I didn't. I had a little difficult time there. Anyway, I'll have to work on it sometime before, instead of just before the call. Anything particular we're going to be looking at today?
Actually, Ruth, we're doing a repeat of last week. And
oh, good.
The reason
I'm recording.
Yeah, Doug did get it recorded, and Mary Lou called me yesterday and said, you know, there was so much of that I just couldn't get. And I told her what Doug had asked for, and she says, oh, yeah, let's do a repeat. So that's what we're doing, a repeat.
Good.
Anyway. But, you know, I don't know how many are on the call right now, but... I just got to tell you something that I've had happen. Last Sunday, Cynthia and David brought to me some, it's called, oh, let me see here. Well, it was pine needles. And also, let me get this. I want to read this. Make sure I'm telling you right. Lemon balm. Have you ever heard of lemon balm?
Yes.
Well, anyway, it evidently...
Oh, really?
What?
I think it's growing in my garden.
Well, lemon balm grows very easily here in Clay Ellum. And they found out that if you combine lemon balm and pine needles and you boil that substance for 20 minutes, and then you put your feet in a bath of that, it draws the toxins out of your feet.
Oh, just like at the fair.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what did they have those,
Sit there and have your foot, tell you to sit there and put your feet in some kind of solution.
Yeah, well, what Cynthia and David say is that every area of the world has something that can be combined like that, that acts like a toxin and will be healing. Not like,
really?
Like a, anyway, it draws the toxins out of your body. Yeah, they said, and I've got a, but anyway, they said to Google, lemon balm, because it does, it has a lot of healing effects. Anyway, they gave that to me, and I did it Sunday, and then I did one yesterday. And now, I've got to tell you, I've been doing a lot of things. So I can't say that this is the one thing, but it's a very soothing experience, of course, having your but when they were through, that water that my feet had been in was just like black.
Wow, that's what it does at the fair.
Wait, yeah, but you have to pay a lot of money for...
Well, I know. I don't ever do it.
Well, all you have to do is just get lemon balm and the pine needles, and it'll body. Anyway, I thought, oh, maybe I'll talk about that, but then I say, we've got a little time here, and we won't. We really are going to try to get through this discussion a little bit better. You can let Donna have more time with the details. Anyway.
Okay.
Karen and Ruth, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about how Karen's knees were hurting so bad, and I can't remember who it was, Joan or Nancy or Donna had said that they had taken something that they got at a health food store and that it had tremendously helped. Anybody remember what that was?
I will look on my notes and see if I have them here.
I don't remember.
Was it oil and oregano? Did we mention that?
This is Nancy. I'm on the phone now. If you help me with a little bit more of what it was, I just came on.
What's
that drug? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing that.
Steve? Nancy, Steve asked you. He heard. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was on mute and didn't get it off, so I thought I had. Yeah, somebody had been talking about having a little trouble with knees and had gotten something at the store, and I wanted to know if they could repeat that in about 10 seconds so I have enough time to get my paper and pen out.
Well, now, I got an injection of hyaluronic acid from the doctor, but if it was something over the counter, I'm trying to remember what it was. Ruth, maybe we can email him later if I think of it. If I was the one, I probably was because I talked about the knee.
Right, so okay.
We'll get that to you later.
Donna also talked about oil of oregano.
That is excellent, but I don't think it would help the knees. But
we better go ahead and get started so you'll have time to get... presentation done, so we'll be able to have it recorded. So, good morning, everyone, and here's Karen.
Hi. You know, we are going to do a repeat of last week's discussion because last week's discussion did not get recorded, and on top of that, some of them expressed to me that they were not able to write fast enough to get all the information down. So, we're going to do that this week. I want to welcome all of you to terrific Transparent Tuesday. I want you to know that this is probably the best Tuesday I've had in several weeks or months. And I'll explain that to you later. This is also our day for giving our progress report. And I hate to tell you, but I did not beat my town. I only lost a pound and a half, but that's okay because I happen to know because of the change I've been doing that I will probably take that off very easily this coming week. I am just grateful for the basics that we are taught here. And Ruth, could you put that chart up of what we go by to keep track of that's the one. See, we keep track of all these things, and that will let us know how many points we've probably accumulated, and it will show us, it'll do our journaling for us. Anyway, I want you to know, on the Pi Mag water, I have set a goal of drinking a gallon of water a day. And do you know, the only time I can ever get that accomplished is when I start early in the morning, like before this call, and that I don't go anywhere during the day. But I consistently can get 3 quarts of water down, and I really have to be concentrating and making sure that I'm doing it. But I am very grateful that that's at the top of the list, because in my opinion, that is probably one of the major factors in all of us having good health. I just heard the other day that you can exist for a month without any food as long as you have water. If you eat one candy bar, it will cut your ability to live by 2 weeks. Say you're going to be stranded for a month. If you're drinking your water, you will live for a month. You eat a candy bar and be drinking your water, and you'll live for 2 weeks. So does that tell you that we're on to something here with our discussion? So I'd like to hear a report from all of you as to how you feel like your progress is coming along.
And our time is short today, so let's jump right in and get going.
Carol, this is Margaret.
Yes.
My report's going to be short. I averaged seven points, and I released 1.5 pounds. So that's better than it was last week. Last week it was 1. So I am making progress, but slowly. And
Margaret, that is fantastic. We are so happy for you. That is very good progress. Okay. And you're following this outline here, aren't you?
I'm following the outline.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy, that is so important. Okay, who else? Okay. There isn't anybody else to report their progress? Now, I don't want to cut anybody off if you want to, but we want to keep moving along here.
Last week, we discussed about how to reduce inflammation because I have had an extremely severe problem with inflammation. I have had fibromyalgia. I had symptoms of it when I was in my teens. It came into full blossom when I was in my mid-30s, having babies and lots of work to do in the home. Physical labor accelerates my fibromyalgia big time. And you know, a mother of 11 children can't afford not to be working and doing physical things. But anyway, as time went on, it became very discouraging, and it was when I had the opportunity of sleeping on a magnetic mattress that I had tremendous relief from this. But you know, now I'm having some more problems, and I began to do what this article that I read about. It said that usually when a person has pain, they'll reach for the ibuprofen. Excuse me, that's exactly what I was doing. And do you know that is probably one of the worst things I could have ever done to help my defense mechanism in my body? Inflammation works in two main ways. There's a primary inflammation, there's a chronic. The primary inflammation actually is very good. It is supposed to be there. It helps your body to detoxify and repair. This is a symptomless pathway, pathway. And when it's efficient, you don't even know that it's working. You don't experience any pain, and so you're not aware that anything is happening. But when that pathway falls short, and then there's a secondary pathway that comes in, and it's called secondary inflammation, or what many of us call chronic inflammation. Unfortunately, when chronic inflammation remains for a long period of time, and it's not addressed correctly, it will increase degenerative conditions in your body, such as coronary arteries disease, arthritis, cancer, and for me, fibromyalgia. And we've learned on this call that inflammation is probably the foundation of everything that goes wrong in our body. Now, it's important that we not suppress inflammation. The medicine that is disabling the body's ability to detoxify and repair will do that. Whenever I was taking the ibuprofen, it actually was masking over my problem, and it was adding to the toxins. So it had a double whammy there. The article that I was reading was saying that, you know, they're not suggesting that you live your life in pain, but they had some very, very good discussions or suggestions of how to reduce chronic inflammation. And they said the number one primary way to do that is to have omega-3 fatty acids in your diet.
And of course that would be, you know, salmon. I don't know what other fishes. Are all the fishes good in omega-3? Does anybody know?
No, just primarily salmon, I think it's salmon, tuna, sardines, and probably there's a few others, but they're not where we live, so I did never remember them.
Okay. So we can supplement and take a supplement of the omega-3 fatty acids. That is really important if you want to reduce chronic inflammation. And then it said to take supplements that are rich in plant enzymes. And the enzymes they're talking about is bromelain, because it'll assist the body to repair our cells. And you should take it on an empty stomach. So, now, I don't know if this is correct, but I just plain started taking jade greenzymes on an empty stomach. I don't know if that's part of the reason why I'm feeling so different right now. Now, I'm not going to tell you guys that I am just 100% okay, but I can see a change in me, and I am so happy. And this change began to really be noticeable yesterday. So I was doing a lot of good things, and it took, and like I said, I'm not, you know, 1,000 times better. I can see a change. Anyway, they say that you should take a supplement that's rich in bromelain. Well, I looked that up, or actually Donna did, and Neekin's digestion compound has this bromelain in it, and Osteodense has it, the Body Balance has it. There's many of the nutritions that Neekin has that has this bromelain. You need to look on your jar and you will see it, or on your, the package for it. And then the third one was that efficient inflammation, that's the good inflammation, depends on a healthy immune system. 70% of the cells of our immune system are found in your intestinal tract. And so it is really important that our intestinal tract have all the good things it needs to help our immune system. And they said that complex, let me just read this to you. They must be fed by short-chain fatty acids, and these do not exist in nature, but they are a result of fermentation of complex carbohydrates such as whole grains, vegetables, beans, by the friendly bacteria, the probiotics of our intestinal lining. So it's essential that anyone suffering with inflammation take an ample supply of probiotics on a daily basis. So now, do you know what products in Neekin has these probiotics? Well, I know one of them is Body Balance. Also, we must consume a diet that is low in omega-6 rich foods. And that is meat, dairy products, baked goods, flour products, and grains. And basically, that's the standard American diet. So, we have to make sure it's not that we eliminate these omega-6 fatty acids, but because they are essential to our health, but we have to make sure that it is a low consumption. It's when you consume it in excess that you can build up and have problems with your immune system. Anyway, then this is number 5. This is his words. We require water to serve as a vehicle for all chemical reactions in the body, as well as to flush out the toxins. Proper hydration becomes paramount. The daily requirement varies from individual to individual, and I can promise you that all of us are probably not drinking enough, even when you're being consistent with the PIMAG water. And he said that when you're taking the water or
the liquid, and he says that does not include caffeinated beverages, alcohol, any of your soda pumps, none of that doesn't, in fact, that complicates the problem. But he recommends that you have clean, fresh water that is preferably filtered. Now, I thought, isn't that wonderful that we have this PIMAG water? There was one other suggestion for you to have the bad inflammation taken away, and that is, and that this didn't come from the article. This comes from Karen Eastwood. And number six is that we must have a deep sleep. Sleep is when the body repairs itself from all the rigors that you put it through the day before. And it also allows all these good nutrients that you're taking in to repair our body. Now, Donna has gone into great detail of all the Neekin products. And I want you to, it's incredible what she's offering to all of you in the way of understanding how to get rid of inflammation. Donna.
Yeah, I'm going to begin by doing this quote from Dr. Mark Hyman in the Blood Sugar Solution book. He says, I can assure you the answer is not about inflammation. He's saying, I can assure you the answer is not simply to take more aspirin or Advil. That's like taking painkillers while a horse is standing on your foot. The treatment is getting the horse off your foot. And that means finding the underlying causes of inflammation and eliminating them. And I looked this up. The causes of inflammation can be food sensitivities and allergies. Nutritional deficiencies can cause inflammation. Underlying infections can do the same. Lack of fiber and too many inflammatory omega-6 fats like soybeans and corn oil can also toxins in your body. I thought that was interesting. Okay, now, I'm going to begin by saying Neekin Nutritionals work synergistically. In other words, they all work together. And Cameron discussed the Neekin products that help to reduce inflammation in our bodies. As I go along in my health journey, I'm so amazed, so excited, and so grateful for Neekin. Since mid-April, I have been consistently using the Neekin products, and after doing the following research, I know why my inflammation went down to, well, it was 20, and it went down to 10, 2.5 months. And when you have it, your blood work, ask your doctor to include the cardio-CRP blood test. It measures inflammation in your body. And the C-reactive protein, this is a marker of systemic inflammation in your body. In this research, they also find out why I was able to go off my acid reflux medication, which I had been taking for almost 20 years. And prebiotics and probiotics help with acid reflux, and they help with weight loss. So that explains, too, why I'm losing weight easier, I'm sure. And prebiotics and probiotics both have anti-inflammatory properties. And Brenda Watson is a nutritionist. She says to heal our bodies, we need to heal our gut. Brenda Watson also says probiotics are friendly gut bacteria are known to have anti-inflammatory effects in the gut. Probiotic foods are fermented food products like sauerkraut. And I love the Bubby's uncooked sauerkraut, which also, this has been one of my snacks and my weight loss as well. And I eat this sauerkraut, and it's like, my stomach goes, this feels so good. And you can go to www.bubbies.com for store location. And it's, can you hear me?
Sometimes.
Okay. And the Bubby's sauerkraut is kept in the refrigerator, and it's a probiotic. Probiotics are the friendly gut bacteria that serve as our body's own gut protection, or GPS, as Brenda Watson calls it. The balance of bacteria in the gut determines the
health of our digestive system, in turn, the health of our entire body. Now, prebiotics are the foods that feed probiotic bacteria for the beneficial gut bacteria. Prebiotic foods include artichokes, which this is one of the ingredients in our liver, in the Yonican's liver support. Also, asparagus helps as a prebiotic, onions, garlic, chicory, name a few. And that's the other thing. I've been eating a lot of onions and a lot of garlic, too. Prebiotics and probiotics help change the ratio of gut flora in a good way. Now I'm going to talk about the vegan products that help with inflammation. The Ginseng joint is a powerful anti-inflammatory for joints, soft tissues, and organs. It helps anything in the itis, like, well, we know what those are. The Ginseng digestion complex, 4-Q0, it has 20 different digestive enzymes, which I just found out, digestive enzymes help inflammation in the body. It also contains bromelain. It's a plant-based enzyme, which is from pineapple, that helps digest proteins and has anti-inflammatory properties. It has thiophen in it, which is from the papaya plant. It's also anti-inflammatory, and bromelain and papain, I don't know if I pronounced that right, P-A-P-A-I-N, are digestive enzymes. And this is the other thing I've been doing. I had not been taking the digestive enzymes until like April, and now I take 2-3 times a day. Sometimes I even take them in between meals. And our omega green plus DHA, they contain omega-3s, which decreases inflammation, which that's what Karen said. And also, Karen, DHA green enzymes, yes, they help with inflammation, and the live enzymes help with digestion. So Take Green Science is wonderful for inflammation. And Dr. Hoto, H-O-T-T-O, a gene engineer at the University of California, isolated a unique anti-inflammatory from young barley grass. And it was initially named PD41. And this agent is more effective than steroids and medications in reducing and controlling inflammation. I think this is fantastic. And also, the Ginseng Body Balance Healthy Meal Replacement, it contains 5 grams of dietary fiber that is a prebiotic. It helps the growth of probiotic organisms in the digestive system. The Organic Green Blend, or naturally alkaline, contains green fresh water algae, which is a prebiotic. Body Balance also contains inulin, I-N-U-L-I-N, which also is a prebiotic. I just love these products. I don't know. They're just wonderful. The more and more I learn about these, I just keep getting amazed. And then Elastiferin Gold 1.8 is also a natural anti-inflammatory and a prebiotic. As a prebiotic, Elastiferin Gold can stimulate production of probiotic compounds and encourage of the body's natural defenses. It's also a powerful anti-inflammatory, and the potential exists for significant benefits such as arthritis and other degenerative joint conditions. The lactoferrin also contains a small amount of SOS, and this is added to enhance prebiotic properties. It also contains turmeric root extract, which is also anti-inflammatory. Now, the next one is immunity, and this has been written up in the book. I can't remember the name of the mushroom book, but it's The Rose Glory of Mushroom. And Chinese herbalist Roger Drummer formulated this Remekin. And most of the mushrooms in the immunity help with inflammation. I was looking up all the different mushrooms, and almost all the mushrooms help with inflammation in this product. Go ahead, just take a drink of water. Now the next one is Osteogen. And this also contains bromelain. It's also a natural anti-inflammatory and pain reliever. And bromelain is from the pineapple fruit. Also, it contains folic acid, which is folate, turmeric root extract, lactoferrin, and all these are also anti-inflammatory. Glucosamine HCI ligand has been shown to reduce inflammation in cells that line your intestines. It also contains convergent sulfate and turmeric root, which is an anti-inflammatory. I already said that. And then cow dent contains folic acid, magnesium, boron, B-O-R-O-N, and chromium, and these are also all anti-inflammatory. The 10s and mega daily for women